Hello everyone, this is Kai's weekly playlist, and today we will talk more about G20. So first of all, I want to recap what I have told you in the last G20 podcast. First of all, what is G20? G20, from its official website, is a multilateral platform to connect the world's major developed and emerging economies and aims to secure future global economic growth and prosperity. It is formed in 1999 after the failure of G7 to solve global economic problem. And what are the countries in G20? They are the US, Argentina, Brazil, Australia, Canada, Mexico, Turkey, Indonesia, South Korea, Japan, China, Germany, Britain, India, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Italy, France, Russia, and one regional organization, namely the European Union. Other countries can be invites, such as Singapore, which is invited by Korea. But so far, the only permanent invitee is Spain. So yes, Spain still participated in the 2022 G20 in Indonesia. Then we will talk about how does G20 works. So, as I have mentioned, the presidency of G20 rotates and works within a troika, which is a group of countries with around 3 to 4 members. The members then negotiate the positions for the troika. The chosen one will be the country where the summit will be held. Then each country has sherpas to coordinate the agenda, seek consensus, and have pre-summit consultations. Aside from that, G20 also have ministerial and deputies meetings and working groups. Hence, what do the leaders of each country discuss in this year's G20 meeting? We'll soon find out. So in G20 meeting in 2022, it is held in Bali, in Indonesia. But what are G20's priority issues currently? So the first is sustainable energy transition. And yes, as you can know, Indonesia is a very resourceful country. President Jokowi Widodo wants all of these resources to be used effectively and maximally, while also conserving the non-renewable energy. So how does G20 help Indonesia? G20 focuses on the energy transition in Indonesia from primarily coal to more renewable energy such as solar energy. And this is done by spending $30 billion by Trihita Kirana Forum for this SDG project. Because climate change is increasingly occurring, not only in Indonesia, but also in the majority of the world. This includes floods and droughts. Moreover, Indonesia is a tropical country with agricultural importance, and its society is affected by the extreme weather changes. And what are the forums to discuss this matter? They are Securing Energy Accessibility, Energy Transitions Working Group, and Environment Deputies and Climate Sustainability Working Group. Next priority, we have Global Health Architecture. $1.4 billion from all G20 countries is collected for the pandemic fund, a finance program that seeks to deal with COVID-19 issues, created in 8 September and officially announced in the G20 Bali meeting. But why is global health architecture so important for Indonesia? Well, it's because the government aims to decrease the damage done after the pandemic by being more responsive and continue on the advancement of infrastructures in various regions. And yes, the building of these infrastructures helps with the economic condition. In addition, global recovery is also part of their objective. Forums to discuss this matter are Health Working Group, Joint Finance and Health Task Force, Development Working Group, Civil 20, Science 20, and others. And last but not least, digital transformation. As you know, technology has far advanced beyond what humankind can imagine. Technology brought good impacts to the spreading of information, such as COVID-19 data. But why does Indonesia really need digital transformation in this pandemic era? First of all, Indonesia seeks to return the economic prosperity of the country pre-pandemic by digital transformation. And you might wonder, how will Indonesia do that? Well, it can be done by the acceleration of MSMEs, or we know as micro, small, and medium enterprises, to a digital era. Focus on digital entrepreneurship and encouraging the work of women by digital skills. So in this case, technology is used to support startup businesses, which is helpful considering the fact that there are many apps to increase the citizens' consumption. These days, many people use Tokopedia, Shopee, and others to buy. Then, what firms will discuss this matter? They include Economy Working Group, G20 Empowerment, Business 20, and many others. Next, we have the internal advantage of G20 from Rome Summit in 2021. First of all, Indonesia have equal vaccine distributions to both developed and underdeveloped regions. Second, startups are digitally facilitated due to the high use of technology in Indonesian society. This is why it became a priority for this year to support such businesses. And third, but not least, female-run MSMEs reach 9.1% of national GDP and 21% for their performance. This digital familiarity will strengthen the establishment of their businesses and acts as one of the foundation for success. As I usually do, I will add my own perception of this year's G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. So let me start off with their priorities. And yes, I do agree that they are all equally important. I can see how the government is concerned about energy transition. Coal is a finite resource. It will one day perish. And it is exactly the same as fuel because most of Indonesian people right now are using fuel as a source to power their cars. Not a lot of people use trains, although yes, they're packed, but they prefer to use their own mode of transportation. So I get how energy transition is an essential thing for Indonesia. And second, Indonesia does get scarred a lot by COVID-19. I do respect the government establishing the app of Peduli Lindungi for tracking COVID-19 data, but it doesn't mean society can run away from the fact that there are a lot of victims to COVID-19. Then, the last but not least, I really do agree with digital transformation. In this modern era, it is important to use technology as wisely as possible. And it is also to restore our economic prosperity instead of bringing us negative impacts. I do believe that businesses can be more stable with digitalization. Because as I presented, female-run MSMEs reached 9.1% of national GDP in 2021, and I hope it continues to increase in 2022 so that our country can slowly heal from the uncertain economic condition brought by the pandemic. And that is all for today. This is Kai's weekly playlist, and we'll see you later.